ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तस्सीताम् उपगायन्ति हर्षपाशीना राजऋषिर् मनसापि महात्मना ननु वार्मन्नार्हति निर्पो Word to word, please repeat. Tasya ojjadaparat idam. This glorification. Upagayanti. They sing. Arshabhasya of the son of Rishabhadev. Iha. Here, Raja Rishe of the great saintly king, Manasa Api, even by the mind, Maha Atmana of the great personality, Chadaparat, Na, not, Anu Varat Atma, Arhati, able to follow the path, Nirpa, any king, Makshika, a fly, Ibo, like, Guru Mataha, of Garuda, the carrier of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, the Vaishya and Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Having summarized the teachings of Jadabharat, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jadabharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. And ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally." Please repeat. Having summarized the teachings of Jadabharat, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jadabharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. And ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service. Not even mentally." Purport. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yati siddhai yatatam api siddhanam kaschimam beti tatvata. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. The path of devotional service is very difficult, even for great kings who have conquered many enemies. Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted to mental speculation, and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajana. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver all the fallen souls. This path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Namo, Hare Namo, Hare Nami Vakevalam, Kalo Nashti, Nashti, Nashti Vagatiranyata. We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna consciousness movement, because so many Europeans and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Om Agyanti Vitandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jina Tashmai Shri Gravinoha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gapatha Shivashri Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So this is the final part of this chapter called Forest of Enjoyment. It's called the Forest of Enjoyment because this is the conditioned soul. He identifies himself as being the enjoyer. This is the main identity, generally, of the conditioned soul, as the enjoyer. He wants to imitate Krishna's position. Krishna is the controller and enjoyer, but the living entity wants to imitate him. So he wants to control. Why control? So then you can enjoy it. You control a situation, then you can enjoy it. So this is the living entity. It's okay, you want to enjoy. Here it is. The forest. Krishna says, I give you the forest of enjoyment. It's all yours. Prabhupada caught a cockroach one time. And he went to the window and he threw it out. He said, I give you the world. So I guess we're like little cockroaches also. So Krishna's given us this world to enjoy. But unfortunately, it's not happening exactly as we want it to happen. It's happening how Krishna wants it to happen, not how we want it to happen. So, just one little mistake Chaitanya made. One little mistake. He got attached to a deer. And he took birth as a deer. Oh, what a calamity. He gave up a kingdom, and he was the emperor actually. He gave up an empire. He was very popular. Everyone was attached to him, but he gave everything up easily. But then he became attached to an insignificant deer. And as a result, he had to take his next birth as a deer. So how dangerous is this material world? The emperor must have been renounced to give up the empire. But still again, a little inattention, he became attached to this deer, and as a result, of course, he was very fortunate. Krishna was very merciful to him. He gave him remembrance in the deer's body so he could remember. And so this history is recorded, fortunately. So now we have this story of Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat, and the discussions that he is giving to Maharaj Rugana. In speaking about this forest of material enjoyment. So, (clears Yeah, it doesn't work, this material world, how we want it to work. This happiness, we never get it. We're reading it again and again. I hope this is the last time I read this chapter and still remain attached to enjoying in the material world. But it's a heavy chapter. But it can be easily given up if one, Prabhupada's given the answer, if one follows in the path of the Mahajanas. And it can be easily given up. If one doesn't, then it's very difficult. So, well, why is it difficult? Not many people can follow the path of the Mahajanas because it means surrendering to someone else, not me. I'm used to doing things my way. It means I got to surrender to someone else and do it their way. That's really not my not my nature, my conditioned nature for billions and billions and billions of universes. I always wanted to do it my way, control it my way. So even the Mahajanas are here, still it becomes very difficult for, not everybody can follow them. So as a result of that, again, they will take birth in the material world, this forest, chasing after some enjoyment in this forest. And it happens again and again and again and again. We're going through this experience, that we're, what we're reading, you know, it is me and it is you. We are going through this again and again and again, birth after birth. I just was speaking with Mrs. Bhattacharya, you know, her husband just left his body a few days ago. I was speaking to her in Calcutta, and she was saying, I never thought it would happen. I never thought it would happen. And my heart is burning. My heart is burning. And all I do is cry. I never thought it would happen. Even though the philosophy is there, we have Bhagavad Gita, not the body. And she said, but still my heart is burning, despite all the philosophy, despite of everything else. My heart is constantly burning. So it happened. It's happening all the time. We've done it so many times, and everybody has this end. It's difficult when you're leaving your body if you have some attachment for this material enjoyment, and yet we're doing it again and again and again and again. So. Talking about the different kings of the world, is it this purple? Although kings were victorious in the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. It reminds me of King Muchukunda in the Krishna book, the story of King Muchukunda. And he's offering his prayers to Krishna, and he said, it may be that I go and I conquer all directions. And all those kings, they come and bow at my lotus feet, or my feet. But after conquering all the kings, when I go home and enter into the inner chamber of my house, I have to bow my head at the lotus feet of my queens for some sense enjoyment. So big emperors, but still they haven't conquered the bodily conception of life. And so they remain always intact or bound in this material world, trying to get some satisfaction in this material world. uh, So Prabhupada's given the process here. The path of devotional service is very, undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow in the path of the Mahajanas. So it's something that we have to want to do it. Otherwise it's difficult. So we should understand what is the, why should we want to do this path? There are so many paths. Why we should surrender to the Mahajanas and follow in their path? Because the path of the Mahajans takes you to the lotus feet of Krishna. And this is the ultimate salvation, it's the ultimate end of all this suffering, the ultimate end of the repetition of birth and death. So this is the greatness, the wonder of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Mahajanas, because they introduce you or reveal to you your greatest friend. Krishna is our greatest friend, our greatest lover. He's the greatest everything, and what we are searching for is happiness derived from all these different great qualities and relationships. We can find it in Krishna. When we realize Krishna is our greatest friend, then all the problems are stopped. Because of a superior engagement. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? That he gets a higher taste. Even though you're in the material world, still due to the higher taste, then the person he transcends, or it's not so noticeable the condition of life of being under the influence of the material energy. So Prabhupada says that in this age, the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver the fallen soul, this path is very simple and easy, that everyone who takes it by the chanting the holy name of the Lord, that anyone can take it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So factually, this is Harinam, 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 Yukkevalam. This is the shloka that is definitely saying that just chanting Hare Krishna is actually the only way in this material world. It's the only way to become free from material entanglement for liberation, and it's the only way to develop a Krishna consciousness, one's love for Krishna. Due to the chanting of the holy names. And the holy name is so powerful, Nam Nam Kori Bahuda Nivasarva Shakti, that all the potencies are contained in the holy name. So by observing penances, strict vows, according to all these scriptural injunctions, and following all these regulative principles, they can't completely purify the living entity. But the chanting of the holy names of the Lord can purify a living entity of all these simple reactions, and all of the seeds of desire in the heart also get destroyed by chanting the holy name. Whereas other processes, they cannot annihilate these seeds in the heart. So, although the ritualistic atonements, they free you from sinful life, but they cannot free you from these seeds in the heart that will again reawaken. And also the holy name, not only it frees you from all sins, and even the unmanifested sins it frees you from. So the process is far, far better than the other processes of purification. It's superior because it frees you of all sin, where the other processes can't do that. But above that, simultaneously, it helps to awaken your love for Krishna. Whereas all these other processes of self-realization, though, rituals and ritualistic, they don't actually awaken love for Krishna. They can purify, you can do atonements, prayaschitta, they'll purify, but they don't actually awaken one's love for Krishna. But the holy name does this. So therefore, this is the superiority of the holy name. That the Lord's names ultimately reveal the Lord Himself and one's relationship with the Lord. Even the holy name is chanted unconsciously, or not really, or joking, in a joking mood, or simply for some entertainment, negligently, or yeah, even if you have very grievous offenses, even chanting knowingly, jokingly, or something like that, you can get rid of very, very severe sinful reactions simply by. Some people, Prabhupada says, people say, oh, these Hare Krishnas, are they chanting Hare Krishna? They've got their seekers and they're laughing in a joking mood. But they actually become purified because they're saying the names of Krishna, and it's so powerful that it purifies even these simple people who are joking if saying the holy name. It takes them even to the Vaikuntha world, beyond the realm of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. It takes one to the Vaikuntha world. Just chanting the name jokingly or not really consciously. So, this is the position of the holy name. It can give you anything you want. It'll get rid of any kind of disease, fear from ghosts, monsters, rakshasas, anything. The holy name, it completely eradicates all the miserable things we see in this material world that seem like impediments. The holy name is so powerful that it can remove all of these. So this is what we're dealing with when we're dealing with the holy name. It's Krishna Himself. So Krishna, He can remove anything, and He can give everything. So in the purport, Prabhupada is pointing out. One sloka from Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam Sahasrasu, that out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and those who actually achieve perfection is hardly one those mean truth. So this perfection, those who are trying for perfection, means to understand one's transcendental nature beyond the modes of material nature, and understand one's actual identity as Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. So this is considered Siddha, a perfect soul. But of all those Siddhas, and these are out of thousands and thousands of people aspiring on the path, hardly one knows Krishna in truth, that actually as that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes. So this Krishna is difficult to understand. Practically speaking, any other spiritual group, the bona fide ones and the serious students, if they actually can attain this liberation and become perfect, generally that's it. Let's say all the Mayavadis, they want to experience Brahman, so they can achieve it. And other paths also, by sincere followers, they can achieve that. But most of them, at least it's this spiritual, it's transcendental, you're out of the most material nature. So the ones that are actually promoting spiritual understanding are much superior than all the other different paths and processes in the material world. But generally you see they don't go beyond that spirit, aham brahmasmi. They're perfect, but they don't go beyond that, mostly because of lack of information. Due to the information is there, but due to the misused or the misrepresented information, like the influence of Mayavada, etc., like that, which is denying the personality of Godhead. So, so out of thousands of those, so hardly one knows Krishna in truth. So this is applicable to a devotee, and no one else really has this. Can I actually understand unless he's a devotee of Krishna, becomes a devotee. Therefore you have to follow in the footsteps of the devotee, the Mahajanas. This is the path chalked out by the Mahajanas, who are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada saying in this purport, at the end of the purport, that we are very satisfied that this path of being open by this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada is here, he is the Mahajana actually. Prabhupada is the Mahajana and he's established the path for us. He says many Europeans and Americans, boys and girls. So he is that Mahajan who is speaking about, but he's very kindly deflected the consciousness away from himself and onto the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. He's giving praise to the Krishna Consciousness Movement, that he's the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. This is Prabhupada's humility. So he has established the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the one who is training us to follow the path, accepting this, how Krishna is that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we can, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada's path in this age of Kali, chanting the holy names of the Lord, which is the Yuga Dharma, then the path becomes very easy. Because it's not a speculative path. Most other paths are kind of speculative. But the path of devotional service is not speculative, because we're following the orders of the previous acharyas. So this is the way for success. And Srila Prabhupada made this this movement for us. He is the Foundracharya, he is the Mahajana. And we find actually it does become easy if we actually want it. As Prabhupada said in the purport, the path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to perform, but it comes easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajana. So it's important that we have to really want to follow. What would be our motivation for following? Why would we really want to? Because it's revealing our best friend. That's who we are searching for. We want his association. We're happy in his association. This is what everybody's searching for. So this is revealing. So this is worth having, which is worth wanting. So we should actually want to follow this process of Krishna consciousness, because it's revealing our greatest interest. It's revealing Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore the devotees who are following in the footsteps of the devotee Mahajanas, the process becomes very easy. And there's a difference between I can't do it and not wanting to do it. Prabhupada, that caption was in the Godhead magazine. Is it? The wife or the husband is saying chant, chant, chant. And then the wife is saying can't, can't, can't. But Prabhupada liked that, he loved it. This is the position. We're telling everyone chant, 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 and they're saying can't, can't, can't. They don't want to, maybe they haven't finished their idea of enjoying in the material enjoyment. But those who want to and do chant seriously with the aim of establishing their relationship with Krishna, which is their ultimate happiness and satisfaction, then the path actually becomes easy. Not only easy, but also joyful, because we know that wonderful destination that we're headed for. It's not something whimsical or just some speculative ideal goal, the promised land we're all dreaming of and talking about, but nobody gives you a real description except the devotees. Chintamani Prakarashadamashu. Here is the promised land. It's not just a land, but here is Krishna. Here is his devotees, here is his service, here is his cows, here is his... It's a wonderland. So one has to go much further than simply understanding Aham Brahmasmi. One has to actually revive his original Krishna consciousness. So then he can go back home and be with Krishna and serve Krishna. So this is the ultimate solution to all the problems. It's the ultimate solution to destroy the forest of material enjoyment. It's all based on chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So if we have that conviction and we want to chant, because it's bringing us to that, closer to that most lovable object of our lives, Krishna, then the process will become easy. But if we doubt the glories of the holy name and all those things it says about the holy name, then the chanting will not have very good effect. But if we don't doubt potency of the holy name, then you will have the proper effect will be there. Nama nama kori bahuda nivasarabhashati. All the potencies are in the holy name. Whatever potency you want, it's there in the holy name. So we should have nothing to fear to take complete shelter of the holy name. Krishna, in the form of his holy name, this is our relationship with Krishna in the Kali Yuga, it's in the form of his holy name. So if we want to, we have no doubt about the potency, and we really want to, because we really want to go and be with Krishna again, and we really don't want to stay and take another birth in the material world, then we'll really try to follow the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord in a proper attitude, without doubting, and then the holy name will reveal what we are longing for. The lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So any comment, question? Yes. Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Shalabeda Bhaktabhanda ki, Nitai Go Prema Nandi. Thank you, Hare Krishna.